Okay, we're going to go here today just for a few minutes. Perak Beis Mishnah Dalit Hagoydel Hagoydel Mishnasenu Dona Betumbus Hagoydel.
You don't
want to try this. Hagoydel. Don't take. Back to the Mishnasenu Mitam with Magul Moil. Okay, what is the oil Shnemar? What's a goydel? A goydel. The Adoyt has Sita Hakdama. Betumas Hagoydel. But the Kabbalah Skandu She Perushim Shoyin. There are many Perushim. Never be Mehusam. The essential goylel the doifek. Rashi refers to goylel who kisvishul ornames. The goylel is the cover of the coffin.
Okay.
The doifek who defanois is the walls of the orin.
Okay.
Shalem nishna kisui. Our benu tamak shal perush Rashi who refers to goylel who even shal matseva haynu even the goylel shenaystim ala kevet. It's the tombstone.
Okay.
The achas shakavu esanames. The sasim is the and they buried guys. They want to make sure the guy doesn't come up. What is such heavy stones top of the top of? They don't want the guy to come out of the grave. L'shem Simon. B'nei ain't how even mital tell us el al yidei gilgul. Because the only way you can move the stone in ancient times, they didn't put flat stones. They put stones which could move goylel to roll. Nikreskod. The only way you can mital tell us el al yidei gilgul.
They didn't put stones, they put what?
They didn't put flat stones, they put round stones. And that the only way you can move the round stones is by rolling it. You can't pick it up. It's too heavy to pick up, you have to roll it. So they didn't put in those days a stone like this, flat. They put a round stone, and you push it, you roll it.
Okay.
So where are they all today? Where are they all today? Millions of people died. Billions of people died. Where are all the golem? Golem, Lashon, the golem, they will roll the golem by Rivka, the golem, as for Evan. There are two vertical stones. Ah, now that's what Markolis is. Markolis, now they worship the dead. Markolis with two vertical stones and one stone on top. Unbelievable.
So that's
the Mamish Lugov Adoyfek. It's a Zolbazach. It's unbelievable. That's the Mamish I found in the Chiddush. The Chiddush today. Because of you.
Because
you ever hear Markolis, the famous of the Zohar? So what is Markolis? Yeah, it's a whole Gemara. We learned Tafiyomi. Two vertical stones and one horizontal stone. According to Beinu Tam, that's mamash what this is. The goylel is the horizontal stone, and the doifik are the two stones. And it says over here about doifik haydeh avanim tachtoy nois, two lower stones. Achas l'roisha shel hamatzeva, v'achas l'ragla shamatzeva nishenes aleihen. Okay,
so
that's called a doifek.
Okay.
That's a doifek, and it goes on top. So by the Zohar, they worship the dead. They worship the dead. It says oivi yidoini. All of the things that are the Zohar all relate to the dead. So here you find another thing to the dead.
So, so
if someone else would say this, you would say it's just mamash ruach hakodesh. If I say it, it's like
let's move on.
Shabizman shall you know gimla sois hakvarois bibikuchim in cavities in caves. Shabim Ara ha you goilim even al piha kuch. They would roll a stone on the piha kuch, or al piha chesach. Kuch is the cavity. Kuch is like a wall. A little picture. Al oya piha pesach shall hamara. Well even ha you saw a gula, or you megalgalin. It's the door into the cave. It's the door into the cave. The Achas Chaymes Hakever called Sarachay Boynim Blikan and Blikan. It's the boys platforms. L'nichlo Ma'alum Hem Avonim Gedolim L'Chasas Sameis to cover the dead. V'Oistim Avonim Hanas and Nishenes. Alu, it's the boys. Nigros Goylel. It's the boys. The platforms. Shemikan and Blikan. Shahayu Asuas Shuos Avonim. Ke'ain Slois like ribs. Nigros Doif Doife. We gotta be a picture over here. Let's see. There's a picture on the side there.
They don't have a picture. Of this. Wow.
Okay, so let's see very quickly. The location. Goylel, what is the goylel? Aleph. This is basically the matzeva. Goylel, Evan, Gedolel, Rechava, Shesaisim, Espia, Kever. That's the goylel. doifek is matzeva. Okay, what's the doifek? You see the dead body? He's wrapped up in a talus.
Yeah.
And here you have a stone here, a stone here.
They actually do it like this in
Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so doifek shtei avonim, two stones, gedolos. Very nice. What's the doifek? That's the doifek. Okay, so goylel is this, aleph, and the doifek. Gimel doifek, doifkin. Where's this gimel? Doifek, doifkin. You press. Eitzel even had doifek. Manich lupam even acheres lachazika. What does that mean? What's the gimel over here? Where's the gimel? Aleph, beis, gimel. Aleph, beis. The bays. There's another one. Gimel. Look at Gimel. You see Gimel? Gimel. What's this Gimel? Doifkin Eitzel Evan HaDoifek. Next to bays. Manichem Upam Evan Acheres Lachazika. Okay, there's another stone over here. You see that? Underground. There's another stone in the ground to support, to make sure that this vertical stone does not fall. Okay? So this, now you understand that Markolis is always like Markolis, are two vertical stones, one horizontal stone.
Yeah.
And you throw a stone on top of it. Yeah. That's how we do. We go to a cemetery, what do? We put a stone. I was here. So every time you put a stone, you mamish doing the zelbe zach of what the Avdei Avodah Zarah did. No, mamish. Yeah. So that goes to show that they took this and they made it to the Avodah Zarah. Okay, Luthi Rashi, another pshat.
Don't
you want to know? You say this all the time. Well, they think no one knows this. Don't you want to say no one knows?
I've
got a kisui. And the day thing is defanus aron shagul on the shalom. Okay, that's another shot. It's a coffin. The coffin and the cover. The kapyrus.
He doesn't hold that. Has anything to do with the
matzev? Kapyrus.
Okay.
And the aron. Aleph, another shot. Let's say Rambam. Hey, give us a mitz be bekelim oy bavonim be kisa bekelim oy bavonim. Lamala. What's Aleph? The Rambam is you surround Kalim, you have barrels, tuna fish cans,
yeah.
and you draw from your desk.
Yeah.
That's called the Goylel, that's called the Rambam.
What is it?
Aleph.
What is it for the mace? What do you do with the mace?
Mace inside over there. Hey, it is the Kalim, Kalim, Babonim, Kiz, Kalim, Babonim, Mala, Ayla, Kaman, Mashkos, and the Sikum.
Okay. So we don't know what the Rambam is, but the other ones we understand.
So we learn something
today.
No, we have to go down with that.
We learn the Mishnah quickly.
We have to go down with that.
I'm going to go to the oil.
Only the maga, but not the masa.
Fine.
Why? Because the pasta is yiga. The pasta is yiga. Period. I show yiga. Yiga, you touch. Touching means touching, not carrying.
Okay? It's just
bemaga and not bemasa. I'm Yeshua Merim Yeish Tachtayim Efer Efer Kivaros Efer Shem Shem Uruv Bei Rekev Hamais Earth.
They got mixed in with
that's
the,
mixed with
the
Rekev Hamais Metam Bemasa Kishemesit Es Hagoylel VeHadoyfek. When you move the Goylel and the Doyfek, Harei Mesit Es Offer HaKivaros Tachtayim Shem Metamim Bemasa Kimoshin Leel. You don't have any offer a dust of the kavura. So in other words, if you have also touching, when you're going to move the goyel and the doifek, you can do a masa. You're also going to move with it. You're going to move the hechatim, so will be where you're going to move with it some of the dust, some of the earth that has mixed in it the dead body. Then it will be matame b'masa. Okay, that's what all it says. Normally, if you go and you move dust of a human being, you have a shear, you need a shear. But if you don't have the shear, it's not matame b'masa. But the combination of moving the goyel and the doifek together with some of the dust, you need matame afil b'masa. Got it? Ezer a doifek, es a goyel nishon alof. The goyel doifek was the doifek, For the koyel, the top koyel shkavi yad v'hakdamal. Let me show you. Avol doifik doifkin. The stone, remember the stone on the side.
Yeah.
That high namasha doifik nismach alav. The doifik, which the doifik is being supported by. She'etzel evan hadoifik v'anichel l'pam evan acheres tachzika v'hi ha'nikreis. That's called doifik doifkin. Taha. Kishain hagoyel nishon. Kishain hagoyel nishon alav. Avol hagoyel nishon alav. Hayotame. Okay, if it's not leaning, it's just there for support, just in case. Okay, you got it. Chaz the Mishnah. Hagol v'adoyfek mitam b'maga tachim uva oihel. Ve'ena mitamim b'masa.
That's
Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, that's the telegram. Mitam b'masa. It is mitam b'masa. Rabbi Yeshua three machloikis. If yesh tachtehen afar kivarois. If you have underneath it earth of a dead body, gets mixed up, earth gets mixed up, the dead body decomposes and mixes into the earth some afar,
and then together the time with the doifik and the
yes, together. Then it's a time b'masa. The imlav in a time b'masa. Now it's not a time b'masa. What about the doifik? Ezer ha-doifik.
But how would you carry it? How would you be carrying it?
How would you be carrying it? Now you know. Now I think. So he says over here, the imlav im ein tachem afar. The time b'masa kishem may sit as a goyel ha-doifik. How are you
basing? I'm talking about according to the man. The
when you move the goyelo. If you, it's the way he learns over here is that when you, if you, it's attached, it's cleaving. If some earth is cleaving to the goyel b'doifik, and when you move the goyel b'doifik, you're also going to be moving in the process. You're going to be moving some of the earth, and you're going to be moving with the earth.
It on your shoulders?
You don't like on your shoulders. If you pick it up, you pick it up. Whatever. That's what it is. You pick it up. That's what it says over here.
If you, it's
giving me time. You know, there's no more pictures in this pair. The whole safe with no pictures. Not too many pictures. Okay, and if not, then we come to the eighth, then we have Doifik Doifkin, and that's this stone.
The side
okay?
Yeah.
The Doifik Doifkin is this stone over here. It's not such a good picture either. I didn't really show you. There's a stone over here. No, that's the dead body. Yeah. That's not the goyla. That's the Doifik. The Doifik. This is the Doifik Doifkin.
Yeah.
This is something which is being Doifik against the Doifik.
Yeah.
It's a stone which pushes against the Doifik.
Yeah.
A Doifik Doifkin is not metame, unless it's mamish supporting it. It's just there for protection, and it should not move. Okay, so this, the doifik doifkin is not metame.
Yeah.
The doifik doifkin is not metame. I will doifik doifkin tahar.
Yeah, everybody holds that, right?
Everyone holds that. This is tahar.
Ezu a doifik, eshaglal, what's
this one? Shagol nishan, that's the supporting, that's the vertical, the vertical.
With this
red support. This is, right, that's a doifik, that's a doifik.
Right. Yeah.
The goyle is on top,
it's
on the side.
Piece,
and that piece, that's a doifik doifkin, okay? Learn a Mishnah. You learned a Mishnah that you never would have learned before. Now, 12 minutes.